Robust global paper demand mixed with strong pricing momentum. Perfect market conditions for Sappi. The paper and packaging group thrived in this environment, producing headline earnings per share and profit that has shot up by over 1,000% during its third quarter. The performance has helped the group cut down its debt by 26%, and company CEO Steve Binney joins us for a closer look at the numbers and more detail on where to from here for the group. Thank you so much for your time, Steve. Now, would you say that this was a watershed period for the company?
Thanks for the opportunity. Yes, it's been a remarkable turnaround on our part. As you can imagine, from the lows of COVID 2 years ago, we've seen a significant recovery. And, you know, you ask about a watershed moment. I think it's the strong recovery has enabled us, one, obviously, to deliver significantly higher profits, but also one of our top priorities in the short term is to pay down debt. And clearly, when you have higher profits, you can do that faster, and it puts us in a stronger position as we move forward to achieve our strategic goals.
Yeah. Talk to me about pricing momentum. Of course, one of the things that enabled you to reach record profits. I mean, was that felt across the board?
Yeah, we were fortunate that in all our markets, in our major segments, that we've seen tight conditions. We've seen a lot of capacity come out of the marketplace, some supply constraints, and that has enabled us to put through higher selling prices. We faced the headwinds of significantly rising costs. That's not unique to Sappi. It's obviously affecting a lot of us and a lot of our businesses. Our costs, incidentally, are up 26% year on year, which is huge. But because of the tight market conditions, we were able to put through higher selling prices and offset that impact and obviously report these record numbers.
Yeah, and I mean, talking about that inflationary pressures, of course, the pricing momentum did offset some of those pressures that you felt coming through cost inflation. But I mean, what are you doing anything in the business? Are there any measures that you are trying to kind of implement to kind of reduce that going forward?
Look, it's obviously a global phenomenon. Yeah. Costs rising from energy, particularly in Europe, with the whole Ukraine-Russian situation, but across the board, chemicals that we use, the raw materials, and freight costs to transport product around the world, all of those have risen substantially. So our tactic is, clearly in times like this, you've got to maximize your production so that you have more product to sell, and we've been able to fill our machines over the last few quarters. And at the same time, because of the strong market conditions, you know, pass on the higher costs in the form of selling prices, and which we've been able to do and obviously maintain our margins to get the kind of profitability that you see us reporting.
Let's now zoom into the South African region. I mean, how material were the challenges that you experienced as a result of the KZN floods?
Yeah, very, very challenging. It's a quarter for us, typically, which is when we have a lot of our major shuts at the mills in South Africa. And unfortunately, as the quarter began back in April, that's when the floods occurred. And we had to, we have big operations in KwaZulu-Natal. So we had to bring down three of our plants. They stopped production, and we had lots of damaged inventory. So it had a huge impact on our South African operations. In fact, our lost volumes and damaged inventory came close to just under R1 billion. So a huge impact. Thereafter, we had our shuts, our normal annual shuts, but these are big plants, and it's not like switching on a light. It takes time to stabilize the operation and ramp up to full production. So a very challenging quarter. Then on top of all that, most of our product gets exported through the Durban port, and they were also impacted by the floods as well. So it became difficult to get product out. Things have normalized now, but it took some time to ramp up. So although this was a great set of numbers, the South African situation, because of the floods, was more challenging.
Right, Steve, so strong cash generation in this quarter. I mean, of course, some of that will go to the higher requirements of working capital. And as you've said, one of the priorities is to cut down your debt. But walk me through some of the other plans that you have for capital allocation.
Look, our first priority, as I've mentioned, is to pay down debt. Over the last 12 months, we've actually reduced debt by over $500 million. And we believe in the next couple of quarters we can reduce it substantially more. Beyond that, we have some very exciting opportunities, predominantly in our packaging and specialities business. We, in South Africa, we've got great opportunities that are linked to the export of fruits out of South Africa. And we have some great customers who are looking for more volumes. And then in Europe and in North America, in both those markets, there's strong demand for paper to replace plastics for packaging purposes. So we're looking for conversion opportunities with a lot of the big global brand owners, and that's likely to be the areas where we invest going forward. On top of that, we have to lower our carbon footprint, like many businesses. So we have some exciting opportunities both in South Africa and in Europe, whereby we can reduce our dependency on coal and move to more greener energy. So those are likely to be our largest other capital projects over the next 2 or 3 years.
All right. You've said that you expect another strong quarter following this, but caution that your core profit will probably be below the levels achieved in this quarter. Talk me through those dynamics.
Look, it's been a tremendous quarter, a tremendous year for SAPI. And what we're saying is that the last quarter will still be very strong, but it will just be a little bit lower than those high levels. And the reason for that is it's not because of market demand for our products or selling prices. It's almost entirely linked to higher costs, and it's mainly in Europe. As you know, it's linked to energy costs in Europe. We are a big user of natural gas in our European mills, and those prices have gone up many times over the last since the war began in Ukraine. So it's because of that it's going to lower our margins somewhat, and that's why we called the earnings down in the last quarter of the year.
Right. Well, thank you very much for your time and for just giving us some insight and detail into your quarterly performance. That was SAPI CEO Steve Binney.